year, I'm doing a kind of course on Nebuah. And Nebuah to Atalah. So we've spoken about a number of different topics. And I'm up to the following topic. I want to discuss the specific Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu ben Nebuah. You just need if you have a Chumash or Tanakh, it would be helpful. Maybe it's possible to bring a few Chumashim. Is that possible? So I began. And the Rashi is not okay. If you can bring these Chumashim, these red Chumashim. No. Okay. Anyway, we mentioned last time, which was prior to my reading for the blizzard. So we mentioned that the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Sodei Torah, Hanaviim Malos Malosay. The Rambam says there are different madrigas when it comes to Nevi'im. Moshe Yesh B'Chochem Ha'Chochem Gadol Mechaveiro, just like there are different levels of Tamidei Chachamim, so too, Kach Menevuah, Navi Gadol Menavi. You have different levels of Nevi'im. And the Rambam goes on to say, V'kulan Eroin Mar Nevuah Ha'Chalom Mechezion Laila. All Nevi'im, how do they see their Nevuah in a dream, in the vision of the night, or by Yom, during the day, Achasha Tibul Alem Tadema, after they fall into a stupor. Moshe Nemar, Rambam calls Pesukim, Kulam Shem Isnabim, all of them when they prophesy, Evarem Isdazim, their limbs are trembling. Bikach Hagul Kashel, physically they become weak, Veshtem Osein Mistarpos, which I only can translate as, they are discombobulated. However, if they are in such a state, so how are they able to see Nebuah? Says the Rambam, B'tishur Hadas Tenuya Lahavim Mashatira. Even though physiologically or physically they're undergoing all these types of convulsions, however, in terms of their das remains unsullied to be able to understand that which they see. K'mo she'nema be'Avraham, this is by all the beings, of course, with the exception of whom? Of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'mo she'nema be'Avraham, hinei eimach ha'sheicha b'dolom ha'pelas olav, the psukim of the Brisbane Absurd. If you remember, and this is very fascinating how the Rambam wrote, I have a Chumash right here. You just don't have. But we'll get a Chumash. I can show you some of the psukim that I'm going to refer to. The Torah says here, and it's fascinating how the Rambam interprets the psukim with reference to the Brisbane Absurd. Excellent. In Perek Tesvah, the Pasha Lechacha, okay, fine. You just give them out if you don't want. Parak Tesvav, the Pasha Lechacha, where the Torah describes the Brisbane of Sarim, so there it says the following. Do you remember, Hashem speaks to Avraham Avinu, there's a dialogue, he tells Hashem, how will I know ki Rashena? Now Parak Tesvav, Pasuk Tes, of Lechacha. Vayom Eilov, Tuchol Yeglo Meshuleshes, Ve'ez Meshuleshes, Ve'ayel Meshulash Nesor, Ve'gozol, Ve'yikach Lo'os Ke'edo, Ve'arato Samatavek, Vayiten ish biso lukras ve'eil v'esatibo l'abosa. You have it? It's Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yud in Lech Lecha. The Brisbane of Sarek. Vayered ha'ayit al abgari v'yashev osam Avram. And now we have the next Pasuk Yud Beis with the Torah says Vayi Hashem Shlava. You have a Chumash also. It's Perek Tesvav Ezra. Pasuk Yud Beis. Tesvav Yud Beis in Lech Lecha. Vayi Hashemesh Lavo, Bisardema Nofla Al Avram, Vine Eimach Hashecha Gidolo Nofel Salam. So, what is the simple pshat of these psukim? The simple pshat is, as we would interpret it, the sunset, Bitardema Nofla Al Avram, Avram falls into a deep sleep, Vine Eimach Hashecha Gidolo Nofel Salam. And there's a tremendous fear. How does Avram interpret this? The Rambam interprets this as being part of the Nebuah experience of Avraham Avinu. Many Rishonim do not interpret it that way, but the Rambam in his very unique way of reading Pesukim, that's how he understands the Pasuk. Because essentially he's telling you that Avraham Avinu fits into the category of Shah Nevi'im. He's not Moshe Rabbeinu, markedly different than Moshe Rabbeinu. And the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Avinu is, in one respect, there are many differences, but in one respect that every Navi outside of Moshe Rabbeinu operates under this kind of dark cloud and the like. Of course, we know Moshe Rabbeinu sees Nebuah, Vastaklai and Ira, they do not. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sees Nebuah, everything is crystal clear, And Moshe Rabbeinu is Kavua Dafka Bayom. And Moshe Rabbeinu can call upon Hashem's Rav if he so desires. And all this is in contrast to the other Nevi'im, that they don't have any of those qualities. And that's how the Rambam describes here the Kavua Kavavina. Let me just get a little bit into it, if you don't mind. The Rambam quotes other psukim as well. And then he tells you that this is all true regarding all other Nevi'im, with the exception of whom? Of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, his Kavua is sweet, generous. That is to say, it is unique and distinctive. There was no other Nevuah similar to that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, I just want to first share with you some of the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shaul Nevi'im. I'll just read it from the Rambam, the Perek Zayin, Yisrael HaTorah. You should know that this Rambam, in these two pokim, Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, where the Rambam describes Nevuah in general, this Rambam is astounding because the Rambam was able to essentially draw from his knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula, including all of Tanakh, obviously, and come up with klolim in the Nevuah, which is, kimad, you don't see such a presentation in any Rishon. There's no other presentation comparable to the Rambam as far as klolim of the Nevuah concerned. So the Rambam tells you among the distinctions, I'll just give you a number of them. He tells you, ma hefesh in halach avot, berg zayin halach avot, ma hefesh, now I'm going to read the psukim in a few moments, ma hefesh ben Nevuah smosh of Ashaka on Aviyam, Shekhar Aviyam Bachalom of Amareh, all the being what they saw was in a dream or a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu Misnabim Hu Erba Omeh. Moshe is completely alert, all his faculties. Kol HaNaviyim Ayde Malach. They all saw how through some angel. Therefore, that which they see B'Mashal V'Chidah. Mashal V'Chidah means through Mashalim, through different types of parables and the like. Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Ayde Malach. His ability to experience Nevuah is without any intermediaries, without any mediation. The Rambam continues. Kol HaNaviyim Yireyin V'Nidholin U'Mismegigin. They're frightened, they're confounded, and as I used the word before, discombobulated. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem Yisbarach, Kasher Yidav Yishareh, the way a person speaks to his friend. K'moshe ain't Adam Nivah L'Shemah Adiv V'Chaveyo. When I speak to you, so we speak to each other with a sense of composure and equanimity. Kach Elikah V'Dayi Yishem Moshe Rabbeinu L'Av Nivah Nevuah. Moshe is completely and totally aware of what is happening. His faculties are not at all, do not undergo any kind of change. They can't prophesy whenever they want, all of them, only when Hashem is brought up to them. Moshe Rabbeinu, the moment Moshe Rabbeinu desires, 24-7, prepare this. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to prepare themselves, and as I said, they're not always on call, as it were. Moshe Rabbeinu is 24/7 on call. Sharehu b'chuvan u'mezuman the only kavalchay sharis. Lepikul misnabi b'cholei shenema idu b'eshma matzav Hashem lochem. Beyond that, the Rambam says all the Nevi'im, once the Nevuah leads them, what happens? Chozim liyala. They go back to their normal daily routine. Shu tzarchei haguf. Kishahav, the people they partially shosem. They lead normal family lives with their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know what happened today. Moshe Rabbeinu, once Hashem is barach, designated him as the Navi par excellence. So what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Pirish Menei Yishon. We're on Shabbos. V'nikshu adaitu v'tzur olamim, v'lo v'stavik me'ol v'aho li'olam v'karan orpona v'niskadish k'malochim. Moshe Rabbeinu became a malach. Became an angel. As a matter of fact, the Rambam also has a comment, the Moreh Nevuchim, that he comments on the following pasuk. Take a look at it. Now they're going to start looking at Pesukim, if you don't mind. The end of Sefer Dvarim. The end of Sefer Dvarim also describes the unique quality of Moshe Rabbeinu and his Nevuah. The last few Pesukim. In Bezos HaBracha, so the Torah says, we'll start Pasuk Yud. See Pasuk Yud? The Torah says, "Will come Navi Od be Yisrael k'Moshe, Asher Yido Hashem Panim El Panim." Moshe Rabbeinu had this unbelievable quality. Hashem Yisbarach knows him Panim El Panim. A direct kind of encounter between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem Yisbarach. So that pasuk is very clear, and Rashi actually comments. We look at Rashi in that pasuk since you have it now. Look at pasuk Yud. Shoyalibo Gasbo. Libo Gaspa means a person who feels very comfortable. When I speak to you, Yonas, I speak to you in a very comfortable kind of way. I feel very comfortable with you. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu felt with Hashem is Barach. Umedabri lo b'chaleis sherotze. Kini shenema ba'ata ala Hashem. Im du v'eshma v'aitzav ala shalachem. But then there's something else I want to mention a few psukim earlier. Pasuk Zayin. You see Pasuk Zayin? Now look how the Rambam interprets this pasuk. Umoshe b'meir v'yesem shorim b'mosel v'ochas ha'ino v'lamnas leicha. What's a literal translation of that pasuk you have? Moshe was 120 years when he passed away. Lo chasa eino, lo nasleichel. Translation: his vision is not in any way dimmed, lo nasleichel, nor is his vigor in any way
diminished.
What does that mean? So the pasuk shad is referring to what his physicality. That's how I'm interpreting it. Rambam interprets this pasuk is referring to what? Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. His nevuah was, shall we say, extant and operative ad yom Moser. No distinction whatsoever. What about Shah Naviyah? So I'm writing the Mordechai Bukhin very clearly. I told you that the Mordechai Bukhin, the way to remember, this is there's one that you got out of this discussion, it should be this. The second kind of the Mordechai Bukhin is devoted to nevuah, but for what prophet? From Lamed Beis to Mem Ches, that's how I remember it. Milei Bad Noach, from the heart to the mind. Perek Lamed Beis to Perek Mem Ches. And the other Rambam says, Mon Nebuchim, he writes that every other Navi, first of all, doesn't operate all the time. They're not prophesying 24-7, as I mentioned a moment ago. Secondly, by the time they, shall we say, quote-unquote, go to retirement, already they are beginning to, their kohos of Nebuah have diminished and no longer have the same capacity in terms of being prophets. This did not happen to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not just a question, not just a definition of his physicality, of his physical state, but the way the Rambam interprets it, of his Koach HaNavua. The Koach HaNavua remained alive and kicking with the same exact level of energy that existed 40 years before and 60 years before. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. So I mentioned this by way of just indicating, as we're going to talk about a bit more, the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now before I do that, since we just read a parsha, namely Va'era, this past Shabbos, so take a look now, parsha Va'era, I want to show you exactly one of the rayas is from actually the parsha Va'era. Very striking raya. First just read some sukkim, and then I'm going to show you something very unique in the Ramban. The parsha Va'era, as you know, we have a number of the makos, that the initial makos were carried out by Aaron HaKohen because of Hakar Satov, that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and therefore could not carry out those makos. But now I'm going to go a bit further, and let's see what happens after the first few makos. So the Torah describes the following. Let's say, but let's start with Tzradeh, Perek Zayin. See a Perek Zayin of Va'era, Shmos? So we'll start Patsuk HaVav, we'll read the Pesukim. Vayom HaShem HaMoshe, you have it? Zayin Chavav. Bo El Paro, Yamar Teilov, Kom HaShem, Shalach ami bi avduni bi mayin atol shalach ina nochi loge es kol bulcha ba tzvar deim. Pasuk of Ches says the tzvar will be everywhere. And then in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gala, Vayom Hashem of Moshe Emor al Aaron, carry out the makah of tzvar deim. That's what Aaron does. The Chatumim also are successful in simulating this makah. And then Pasuk Dala, Vayim Kefar al Moshe Aaron, Vayom Hatir al Hashem. He tells Moshe and Aaron, pray to Hashem. Get rid of this plague. Vashal chesam and now let the people go. Visible Hashem. Vayom and Moshe the Pharaoh is bayar alight. The Messiah tilacha Moshe asks, when do you want the plague to go? Vayom and pasukvav lemachar. So what does Pharaoh say? That it should happen tomorrow. There's a whole discussion here among the Rishonim about this particular word, lemachar, but let's not get into it right now. Vayom kidracha. Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly when you want it. Levan teda, kein kashem alokeinu. And what's going to happen? Besar atzvadim, pasuk zayin, they're going to go. Pasuk says, in ches, vayitzi Moshe v'arami in paro, vayitzak Moshe l'ashem. Guess what? Vayas l'ashem kidva Moshe. This does not apply to any Navi. Any Navi does not have the capacity to just scream out to Hashem, and automatically Hashem responds to him. Zalom ha'kacha. I'll show you momentarily. In Tanakh, a number of places where you see clearly, that's not so. Moshe Rabbeinu, The moment he cries out to Hashem, Vayas Hashem Yudah Moshe. I want to show you a few more places since we just read Vayera. Next Naka was, of course, the Naka of Kinam. And there also, they attempt to simulate that Naka unsuccessfully. They come to the Maskana, Pasat Ezvah, Perches, Esbal of Kimi. Vayachat Akalei Parav Moshom Aleyem. And now, we have the Naka of Orov. And Orov, of course, is where you have wild animals running amok, except Eretz Goshen. And Orov comes about, Pasuk Chav, Perches, Pasuk Chaval, Vayikha Farah, Moshe Aram, Vayim, and Luchul Zilchul, El Kechav Aretz. And there's a whole discussion about that. And then, Paro says, Hatiru Babi, Pasuk Abdalit, get rid of this Makkah. Chav Hei, Vayim, and Moshe, Ini Anochi, Yotzim, Ima, Fartat, El Hashem, Visar, Ha'orov, Miparo, Me'avadu, Me'amo, Machar. Tomorrow the Orov will go away. Pasuk Chavav, Vayitze Moshe, Mi, and Paro, Vayetar, El Hashem. He cries out, he prays to Hashem, Hayas Hashem Kidvar Moshe. The moment Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to Hashem, it's like snapping of his finger, Miyad, Hashem's Baruch responds to Moshe Rabbeinu. I go further. The Torah continues describing the next series of Makos. Let's go on, for example, for a moment towards the end, and we'll read about the Makkah of Barod, which is Perek Tes already. Eretz Goshen doesn't have Barod. Chavzayim, Tes Chavzayim. Vayishak Parah, Vayikol Moshe L'Aaron, Chatzasi Yapoam, Hashem HaTzadik, Vani Vami Harishon. It comes to Barod. Hatiru Hashem, enough. V'rav Miyaz Kolos Elokim V'Barod, and then Vashal Chesed. Chav Tes, Vayomer Lod Moshe, Kitesi Yisrael, when I leave the city, Efros Es Kapay Al Hashem, I'm going to dive into Hashem. Hakolos Yechdolim, V'Barod Lo Yehod, the Manteta Klashem Oretz. And guess what? I'm a Gimel. Ayetze Moshe Mi Paro. He leaves the city. Ayetze Kapal Hashem. Vayachdulu HaKolos V'Yabor. Miyad, miyad, miyad. That's unbelievable. Koach of Moshe Rabbein. A Koach does not exist vis-a-vis any other Navi. There are many Navim, and they don't have anywhere near this kind of Koach that Moshe Rabbeinu has. It's essentially, Moshe Rabbeinu, as I said, snaps his finger, and Hashem is Baruch responds. Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. Let me just give you an example of in Tanakh where you see that not everyone has this kind of koach. You have a Tanakh. Oh, you have a Chumash now in front of you. So I'll just read perhaps one section, or maybe two sections I'll show you in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches deals with the well-known discussion and dialogue of Sos, if you want to call it that, is in Eliyahu HaNavi and the Nevi'a Baal. So there, you know how the Navi describes what the Nevi'a Baal were doing. They wanted their God to respond to them, and they're busy cutting themselves and engaging to the point where they're actually drawing blood. That's what the Sukkim indicate over here. And Eliyahu was making fun of them. Eliyahu was mocking them. What? Maybe he's asleep, right? Maybe he's on a siesta hour right now. And he's not operating. And it says in Pasuk Chavov, Perek Yuches, Vayichu es Sapar, Shenasa Lahem, Vayasu, Vayichu B'Shem Habal, Me'avogu Ve'al Tzavayim Limor, Habal Aminu, Ve'en Kol Ve'en Oneh. Of course, there's no response. Vayipascha Lom Mizbeach Asher Osa, Vayiva Tzavayim, Vayihatel Ve'en Oneh. He's mocking them, he's ridiculing them, he's showing them scorn. Vayom Akiru Ve'kol Gono, maybe you're not speaking loud enough. Louder. Ki Elohimu, Ki Siach Ve'Ki Siglo. Maybe he's sleeping. Wake him up. They're busy cutting themselves. No response. Zero. No one home. And now, a bit later, Elio fixes the Mizbeach, which is Horus. He takes 12 stones, and then he builds the Avonim, from the Avonim he builds a Mizbeach, B'Shem Hashem, he makes a canal there, and then he arranges the wood, Vayinata Chesapor, Vayasim Alayitzim, Vayomer, and then the following process, Lamed Zayim, Vayiv Alo Samincha, that's what Chazal said in Gemara Brachas, that a person is not Nene except when the Tzvila Samincha, that's a very unique opportunity. Vayigash Elio Ano Vayom Hashem Elokei Avram Anitzo V'Yisrael Hayom Yivada Ki Atzel Elokim V'Yisrael Vani Avodecha Ubidvarcha Osisi Eskol Avram Eile. He tells Hashem, the God of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Now it's going to be known that you are the real God. But then he makes the following statement: Aneni
Hashem Aneini.
Moshe Rabbeinu does not have to say Aneini, Hashem Aneini. Why? Because the moment Moshe Rabbeinu is misspelled to Hashem, Miyad, Hashem responds. Any other Navi, that's not the case. It could very well be that Hashem does not respond. And that's why he has to request. So luckily, Baruch Hashem, that here Hashem did respond affirmatively, and he wanted to be a Kiddush Hashem, Vatibol Eish Hashem, Vatochel Eseh Olam Eseh Eitzin Eseh Avonim, Vayar Kolam Vayibul Apanim, Vayim Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. But again, as I said, it does not mukhwach that such a thing is going to happen. And this you see throughout Tanakh. Yeah?
Were we saying that in special Lama Moshe that Hashem responded, Yahad responded, always yes?
Both. Both. Hashem responds to Yad and always. It's unbelievable. It's uncanny.
Not always yes.
Essentially, Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity. Again, now I'll show you some sukkim with reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. That I think is what we should do right now. Let's take a look at Pesach Sheni in Baal Yisrael. I really have a lot to do tonight and I haven't gone anywhere yet. But anyway, just one second. Morocco, I'm just showing one passage here. In the context of Pesach Sheni, I'll show you maybe two or three places. In Baal Yisrael, the Torah describes the Pesach Sheni issue. And right before that, Perek Tes, you see Perek Tes in Baal Yisrael. They come to Moshe and Aaron. They say, we are Tomei, why should we be Mekupach? Why can't we be Magad the Korban? Pasuk Ches. What a statement. After Rashi comments over there, I assume you're familiar with Rashi. Of course you are. Peretes, Pasuk Ches in Baal Yisrael, you have it? Paraktes, Pasuk Ches, and Baalo Yisrael, Indu Veshma, says Rashi. Rashi is found in Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says in Pasuk Zayin, Lama Nigora, Omer Lohem, Ein Kotshim Kerem Betuma, Omer Loh Yizorek Adam Aleinu Bekoyim and Torim, Omer Lohem, Indu Veshma, Ki Talmi, Hamuftoch, Lishmoa Mipi Rabba. Ashra Yilud Isha, says Rashi, happy is the person born of a woman, Shekach Muftach, Shekol Man Sheyerotza, Yemadav Mashvina. Anytime he wants, he can speak to Hashem. You're right, he's not always answered affirmatively. That may be so, that I can't deny. I will see maybe in a moment. But one thing is clear, that he has the capacity, the ability to speak to Hashem whenever he so desires, which is absolutely unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah?
I'm not sure if the proofs from Vayera are so powerful, because Moshe was commanded to go down there and make the covenant. Hashem was asking Moshe to do this for him. In fact, there's nothing that he had to ask for at all.
I thought you were going to tell me that it's prior to Moshe Rabbeinu becoming a Navi, because the Rambam writes very clearly, at what point does Moshe become the Navi par excellence? Only at Har Sinai. A very famous Rambam. We find that even by, in Beshalot, as already said by the Shira, by Amin of Hashem, with Moshe Abdo, but only in Pach Yisrael, very good test, here the Torah says, V'gam b'cho, Yaminu la'olam. They'll believe you forever. And to that point, in effect, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the Navi par excellence, Dafka at Maimon HaSinai. Ramban also writes like that. And the Ramban actually okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying it's 100% true, but again, it's also an indication of Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Shar HaNaviim. There's actually a Ramban of Va'era, actually Xerox the other one, Banu Perik Vav Pasuk Ted Gimel, where the very striking pasuk. Okay, I don't want to discuss that right now. Maybe if you have a chance, I'll discuss it some other time. I just want to show you a few more pasukim that again indicate this issue, the ability of Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis all the others. And let me just maybe look at Baal Yisrael. I once mentioned this, maybe twice I mentioned this before. Look at Baal Yisrael since we're at it. At the end of Baal Yisrael, you have a parsha which is very famous. Rashi makes you feel that this is the really the makor par excellence for the Rambam that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is unique, and that's found here in Perek Yudbeis. Do you have Perek Yudbeis? I mentioned it before, but I like to mention it again and again because it's a very beautiful piece of Torah that Rashi makes you set up. Vatadaber Miriam v'Aaron bin Moshe alodos aisha kushus hashalaka kisha kushus lakom. A striking pasuk given of itself. The Chazal indicated Gemara Shabbos again. Moshe Rabbeinu, as you know, separated from his wife, and that was the cause of a lot of discussion on the part of Miriam Aaron. We couldn't understand on what basis did he do that. The Gemara says he had a kavod chomer. What exactly is the taina of Miriam Aaron? What is embedded in that pasuk when they say Harakach Moshe Diber Hashem Halo Gavona Diber Vayish Hashem Vayish Moshe Anam Ol Mikol Adam Hashav Ni Adama Vayom Hashem Kislam Moshe Aaron Demir Tzu Shloshtem Anol Loi Vayisim Shloshtem Vayir Hashem Yamun Anam Vayam Kesar Oel Vayikru Aaron Demir Vayetzi Shneim Vayom Shimon Adwari Yim Yed Biachad Hashem Vamar Eilu Vasvad Vachalam Adabibo Lochin Abdi Moshe Vachol Beisim Nemanu Peel Peel Adabibo Vamar Eilu Vachidos Vismunas Hashem Yabit Umadu Eloi Vayisim Adabibo Vayavdi Ben Moshe. And that's what Miriam is afflicted with Tzaras. What is the Shaka Vitalia between Miriam and Aaron and Hashem is Baruch? So our Solicitor suggested the following. It's based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says about Rabbi Shekava Shevuasel Chayim Nisa. Another who squelches is Nebuah, the Gemara says, is Chayim Nisa. So now the question is, how do we know that a Navi is Kavash Nebuasa? How do we know?
Maybe it'd be the Adam.
What do you mean by that?
It's Chayim Nisa.
What do you mean by the Adam?
Is it Bidei Shamayim or Bidei Adam?
No, Bidei Shamayim.
So why do we need to know?
But Bechalzos, how would you know that a Navi is Kavash Nebuasa?
Like if Yonah didn't go to Nineveh.
Right,
I'm saying, like that.
They
got
in
the morning, they do anything about it.
Let me just read a piece of Gemara to you. The Gemara here is saying, I'm meaning a brisa. Hakovish is the Muasa Loki. The Gemara says, and the end of the paragraph of Loki, the end of the 10th paragraph of Tanit. Person who's Kovish the Muasa gets Malchus. So the Gemara asks, according to this man, the Omar, did you get Malchus? We've been Kovish the Muasa. How are we supposed to know that? Man Masive, who gives Asura to the Navi, telling him, why are you being Kovish Nebuasa? Says the Gemara, Amar Abayi, Chavri Nevi Minal Yadi. Apparently, his Chaverim, the contemporary Nevi'im, are aware of the Nebuah, that this Navi is supposed to go ahead and propagate. How? Amar Abayi, Ketziv, Apostle Nomos. The Navi says, Kilo Yaseh Hashem Elokim Dabar, Ki Imgol HaSodo El Avon HaNevi'im. And from this pasuk said the Lord, you see the following story. The Navi says, "Tilo Yaseh Hashem Elokim Davar, Hashem won't do anything." Kim Gala Sodu Al Avanam Anaviim, which means that even though one Navi is the one who carries out a mission, all contemporary Naviim who are living during the time that Navi is living are aware of the nature of the Nebuah that he is sent to propagate and disseminate. Based on this pasuk, "Tilo Yaseh Hashem Elokim Davar." If that's the case, what's the difference between him and the other Nevi'im? He has a mission. He's deputized. He's deputized to carry out the shlichus. I told you already, a Navi is a shliach, nifs vasayim. Rashi quotes in the Vayir as well, this is Pasha. A Navi has a shlichus, and he's the one carrying out the shlichus. But they're all aware of it. Yeah?
That would mean that it's impossible for one false Navi to trick another Navi to make him believe in his.
That's right. That's correct. Okay, you have to show me Ibn Nether. But whatever the case is, the Rambam, Elder Rebbeka, I'll discuss momentarily if I get to it, in Baalei Slav. So that's what the Gemara says here. So now, look how we interpret the Pesukim in Baalei Slav. Go back to Baalei Slav. It says, Vatadabi Biri Ram, and Moshe Alodis, and Isha Kutsha Shaloka, and Isha Kutsha Shaloka. What was the time now? Moshe Rabbeinu, how did you separate from your wife? Because obviously you got them in the Nebuah. But if you got them in the Nebuah, we're also aware of that Nebuah. We're also Nevi'im. How do we know that Aaron and Miriam are Nevi'im? That Aaron is a Navi we have in this week's Parsha, just read in Vayera. Rain is Hatzik on him, the Pharaoh. Aaron Achita, Yeh, Nevi'echa. Klo, he's a Navi. How do we know Miriam is a Navi? Pasuk in Shama. Atika Miriam, Nevi'ah, Achal Sarah, Nechatech, Yadah. So both of the status of the Navi, they argue, if we are Navi'im, we should have been aware of that Nebuah, because all contemporary Navi'im are aware of the Nebuah that, shall we say, is given to Navi X, so Navi Y and Navi Z are also aware, just that they're not called to carry out that mission. So if that's the case, we should know about it. We don't know about it, it's a simon The nevuah somehow is the tolls. It's a mistake. It's an error. And that's what they argue. Look at the pasuk. Vayomu harakach b'moshe dibre Hashem. Alo gabon dibre. We're also in the vein. That's how the briskest type said. We're also in the vein. Maybe we should also be aware of it. So Hashem says to them, you are right. 100% right. But there's one exception. Who's the exception? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem tells them, pasuk vav, im yed nebiachem Hashem, b'amari lo mesvadna, b'chalom adabe, bro, all of the vein, how do they see the nevuah, b'amaro, b'chaloim? They don't see it the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees it. They see it through a vision, through a dream. Lo chen abdi Moshe, b'chol beisi nemanu. Moshe Rabbeinu, his nevuah is sweet, generous, markedly different. Pe'al pe'a adabe, bro, u'mare v'lo b'chidos, u'smunas Hashem yavid, and therefore, that was the chet of Miriam Aaron. How did the Rambam know this? Or who said this? Klo Rambam. The Rambam, Tumas Saras, when the Rambam speaks about it, most of them learn that what was the issue? What was the issue that they were, shall we say, in violation of? The issue was Lashon Hara. The Rambam does not say it. The Rambam writes in Tumas Saras, the Rambam says the following. This Rambam should remember the rest of your life. The Rambam says it's a long Rambam that needs also interpretation. But he tells you in the middle, look what happened to Miriam and Avia. She spoke against her brother, and she raised him. She put herself in Sakana to save him. And he loved Dibra B'Gnusa. The Rambam does not understand the psuk in the way all Rishonim understood. All Rishonim understood it. They spoke in Lashon Hara, but Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, no, incorrect. He loved him, brother, himself. Ella, toaso. She made a mistake. What was the mistake? She is Russell the Shadabim. That was the chet. The chet was she compared Moshe Rabbeinu to Shadabim. And that's how our salvation, based on the Gemara, when it's knocking, sees the psukim. Who lo ikpid? I'll call it Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't makpid. She then marish Moshe Anamo, right there, the psukim say, Yavah became the Yad Nitsha with Saras. Right away, she was punished with Saras. So the chet was, right? The last halacha to Masaras, Perek Tezayin, Perek Halacha Yud. Tezayin, Halacha Yud to Masaras. So that's how Rasul Lechik interpreted the psukim. So you see in this psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of his nevuah is markedly different than that of Shabbat. Yeah. First of all, how is she supposed to know this? Let me answer that question. If the doctrine was enunciated right over here in Baal Isla, how is she to know that? As a matter of fact, they argue, the one of the Rishonim says, I actually Xeroxed it somewhere. There's a long, I guess there's a long drasha of the Ran and the Marimis. What are their drashas? So the Ran and the Rishonim say, on the contrary, I think it's the Mari Mintz, who has the following comment, and he has a very unbelievable comment. Another guy should really, if I would show you the pshat and psuk it by Elder Lebeid, I don't have time to do it. You'll be absolutely jump for joy over here. But there's one of the Rishonim, the Mari Mintz. He says, on the contrary, they argue that they were in the Vien before Moshe Rabbeinu. Namely, they were in the Vien already in Mitzrayim. So it could very well be that Moshe Rabbeinu has any koach, it comes from them, and not vice versa. By the way, it's not true. Because any nevuah that exists is essentially an emanation from Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, if you look at the psukim, that's how the Rishonim here interpreted the psukim with Elder the Meidah. Can I just show you that for a second while I'm at it? Let me just show you Elder the Meidah. Pasha, it's in Baal Isla too. Look at Baal Isla for a second. You have the psukim there. I don't believe we'll have a shame in the Pasha. But it's all Rishonim. The Ram, Marimit, the Ramban, everybody in town. You have it over there? Baal Isla, you have it? You look like you're tired. I'm also exhausted, but I fell asleep in the car before, so. Yeah, take a look in Perek Yudal Pasuk Tezayin. Vayom Hashem al Moshe Esvali Shiv Mish Mizikne Yisrael Asher Yodati Gem Zikne Ham Beshoto Vlakach Esam Al Oyel Oyel Yisat Vishat Imach Vyaravati Vidibati Im Choshom Vyatzal Vyaruach Asher Arach Vesamti Aleh. So where did the Koch and the Ruach come from? The 70 Skenim, the 70 members of Sanhedrin, where did it come from? It came from whom? From Moshe Rabbeinu, correct? Vyatzal Vyaruach Asher Arach Vesamti Aleh Vinasu Vitra Vamasaam. Very nice. Then we have a whole discussion. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Hayav Hashem Tiktzor Atasire Ayikachot Dvar Yimlo. Vayetze Moshe Vaydav Alom Zibir Hashem. Vayesov Shivim Ish Bisikti Yom Vayavim Osam Sviv Osa Oil. Vayever Hashem Beonem Vaydav Eila. Vayotze Men Ruach Hashem Olov. So where did the Ruach come from? The Koach and the Ruach came from? Moshe Rabbeinu. Men Ruach Hashem Olov Vayitein Al Shivim Ish Haskein. Vayikinoch Aleim Ruach Vayisnabu Vlo Yosofu. Then the Torah says, Vayishoru Shnei Anoshe Vamachane Shem Echad Elda B'Shem Hashem Yimeidod V'Atonach Aleim Ruach. V'Hema Baksudim V'Lo Yotzo Ola V'Yisnabu Vamachane. What happened? Elda and Meidod, they remain. V'Atonach Aleim Ruach. Suddenly the Ruach descends upon them. How? Without Moshe Rabbeinu being the conduit for the Ruach to descend upon them. So who comes? Gershom, Rashi says, I believe. Gershom and Moshe. Elder the maiden is not Mamachane. And what does Yeshua ben Nun say? Adoni Moshe, Kiloim. Literally translated, Rashi has two pshatim. Either make them Rabbonim, and then they'll fall apart. Hatalein, Sochet Tzibur, Mein Kolom Yaleim. Or put them in prison. Because they were... Then the Nebuah was, Moshe is going to die, Yeshua will bring Kodesh out there as well. Kloyin, get rid of them. What does Moshe say? Hamakani atoli. Umi yiten kolam Hashem nebim, ki yiten Hashem esuch aleyem. Saying all the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Ramban, and Marimins. Halavai, Moshe Rabbeinu said that all nebim should be zochet to Nebuah on their own, like Yalda the Meidah. Is it what Rishonim and Tempel Pesukim? Nebuah in general comes always through Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the makar of Nebuah for all nebim. And here Elder the Maid that suddenly was there in the Nebuah, for whatever reason, we're not getting into that, on their own recognizance, as it were. And right away comes Gershom and Moshe and tells Moshe, Elder the Maid is not. Yeshua says, Kelohein, knock them out, so to speak. And Moshe says, I'm a Kani, I told you, Halavai, whom we eat and call up Hashem the Vim. How? That Hashem is brought directly, should what? Should place his Ruach Aleh. You know what I mean? We showed it to him in the Psukkah. Unbelievable. You have to look at the Ramban on the spot. As I said, also you have to see here the Ran and the Mari Mintz. They have a field day. Just translated the Tzukim there. Their Mahalach is so unbelievable. But all this is to show the unique character and distinctive Koach HaNevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sfarim also says like this, not just these Rishonim, but the way the Shachar Talmud goes, the Rishonim understand this is the nature of the unique Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, just to show you something of a similar nature, you don't have a Tanakh at all, but if you take a look in Malachim, with reference to Shaul, there, at the end of Perek Yutes, of Malachim, Shmuel Aleph, at the end of Perek Yutes, Shaul sends Malachim to he's pursuing David most of his life, as we know. So he sends Malachim to pursue David and Abel. And what happens to these Malachim? They become the being. I'm reading from the end of Perek Yutes, starting from Pasuk Yutes Yutes. You have it? Malachim Malach? V'David Barach, v'yimolei, v'yavel Shmuel ha-ramasa, v'yagadol es kolash ha-asa v'ashol, v'yelechum Shmuel v'yesho v'noyaz. But you've got the Shmuel in the show name, Shmuel found out. Where is David? He's in Noyaz Ramah. So right away, v'yishlach Shmuel Malachim l'kachat et David. He sends Malachim to grab him. V'yar es lakat ha-nevim nivim, ושמואל אומר ניצב עליהם, ואציע המלאך אשר רוח אלוקים, Vaisnav got him. What happens to those malachim who are sent to grab him? What happens then? They become what? The being. Vayagidu Shaul. So Shaul is told. Those malachim became the being. Vayishlach malachim acher. So he sends another malachim. What happened to them? Vayisnabu gamim. He also becomes the being. Vayosef Shaul, the third time. Vayishlach malachim shlishim. Vayisnabu gamim. He also becomes the being. Vayel Chamur Amasas. He says, I got to see what's going on here. He himself decides to go. Vayavo Ador HaGadol Asher Basechu. Vayishlach Vayom Eichel Shavuot V'David. Where are they? And he's told where they are. Vayel Hashem El Noyos Barama. Vati Alav Gamur Ruach Elokim. Guess what happens to him? He also becomes another. Vayivshat Kavub Gada is a very famous pasuk. It's very difficult to understand. He, shall we say, is now what seems to be his birthday suit. He takes off all his clothing. Vayisnavi Kavub Gada Shmuel. Very strange pasuk. We should have a field day here. Vayipol Oram Kalayomu Kalalayla Alkein Yomu. That's what they said. Agam Shol Manavir. What in heaven's name is going on here? In these series of sukkim. So the answer is that similar to what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu is happening between Shmuel and all the others who encounter Shmuel. Shmuel is the Navi par excellence. And so the moment they come into contact with Shmuel, they become Naviim. One time, a second time, a third time, and finally Shaul himself comes to see what's happening, and he himself becomes a Navi. And as anyone who's Nidbak, this by the way, you saw that Rishon was saying, someone is nidbak to a Navi, or for that matter, maybe I could say a little bit of Musa, someone is nidbak to another Gadol, to a great Kamakopam, to one who's only Ador, he is unquestionably going to be the Kabbalah Hashpah of that person. He will unquestionably be elevated just by virtue of being in his presence, in his audience. So the Dusha of that person and the Hashpah of that person will automatically, Chazal, by the way, compare it to a person who enters a Bosen. You enter a perfumery, and how do you emerge? Perfumes, at least. Some, yeah, enough.
What about Dabdabah? Why didn't he become a whole Navi then?
It's a good kasha. See, I would answer it based on the psukim. You have to see the psukim. Everything is inside. With reference to the malachim that Shaul said, it says, "Vayar es lakas hanaviim nibi." Ushmuel lo imenit zavarei, because he saw that group of nabiim. They were in the midst of prophesying, and Shmuel was obviously directing traffic. That's why they became nabiim. That didn't happen with David, even though David was there with Shmuel, but he was not, shall we say, within the context of the ambience of that prophesying scene that occurred. That's what I think is the pasuk shot. That's why he was not subject to it.
Who's for sure full prophecy?
Now, the question is what the nature of this Nebuah is. Okay, that's also a kasha that we're showing the Tumul about. But when you see it, the Yisod, and the Yisod is unquestionably also we find an example with Eliyahu and Elisha Navi. If you remember, when Eliyahu tells Elisha, Shalmat Elah, he asks him, go ahead and ask, what shall I give you? And what did he say? Pishnai Ruchacha. So he said, listen, that's not easy to do. But again, that is based on the same Yisod. The Yisod is that if one is in the presence of an Adam Gadol, in this case, of a great Navi, such as Shmuel HaNavi, so that Hashpah that he has is going to impact those people around him. As I said, Alpi Musa, Alpi, not Musa, it's actually a Pasuk in Chumash. The Gemara says, the voice Sidbach, that we should be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, the Chasim to be Dovik in Hashem Yisbarach. The answer is, be Dovik in Talmidei Chachamim. That we should be Nidbak to Gadol Yisrael, to great Talmud Chachamim, and hopefully that will have an impact on us. I want to mention something else. There's a Rambam in Menuchim. I don't have that. I thought I brought it with me, but I read it or not. Maybe I did. There's a Rambam in Menuchim. And then I want you to do me the following favor. You do this as a sign that you are unbelievable people. To read the Akdama of the Meshech Chochma to Pasha Shmos, Sefer Shmos. I don't know if you can read it tonight. It's a pretty long Akdama, but if you can read that Abdullah, we discuss it, the unique character of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah. But there's a Rambam Mor Nebuah in two places. The Rambam is found here in Chelek Sheni Perek Hametes, and the Rambam is also found in Chelek Rishon Perek Samach Gimel. The Rambam here distinguishes between the Nebuah of all the Nebuim till Moshe Rabbeinu, and when Moshe Rabbeinu arrives in the scene, his Nebuah is markedly different. In what respect? Says the Rambam, all the other Nevi'im, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they were Nevi'im. And their Nevuah essentially does not at all involve any kind of shlichus whatsoever. The Ramban Chumash says in what pasuk by Yedaber Hashem and Moshe, Leimor. The key word is Leimor. Leimor means the Moshe Nevuah is designed to what? To be spread to others. There's a shlichus, there's a mission that Moshe Rabbeinu has. All the others, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, even though they went to be Makari, all the people, Ramban might see it by Richus, but the Ramban says that there was no shlichus whatsoever. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is on a shlichus. Moshe Rabbeinu is clearly on a shlichus. So I want you two things. One is they, if you remember, I have a lot more to say, but I can't say it now because I see we reach the end of our rope here. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a shlichus that he has to carry out, and they are not. You're aware that there are two ikrim in the Rambam. One ikr of the Rambam is Shalkel Menavis Bnei Adam. An ikr about Nevuah. But that's not the only ikr the Rambam has. What's the second ikr? That the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is sui generis. Two separate ikrim the Rambam has. Why? The answer is because one is a general ikr that Hashem is Menavi, Hashem communicates with people. And the concept called prophecy. And that, by the way, is what the ideal that everyone strives for. We all strive to become a Nevi. It's not that easy to become a Nevi. So not everyone can become a Navi. See, but Yom Yom HaNavi, if you remember, Baruch Menuriah, the Nati Yom Kossi, who Menuchal Yom Atsossi. Baruch Menuriah, we strive for decades to become a Navi, and we shouldn't discuss why he did not become a Navi. It wasn't an opportune moment, perhaps because of Kobe Amigdash or any other. Not everyone, even if they had the Kochus and the Nevuah, they went to Navi school. Bnei HaNaviyah go to Navi school. As they should have known. So even though they went to Navi school, to high school, to college, and had PhDs in Nevuah, doesn't necessarily mean Hashem is Baruch, well, shall we say, decide they should become Nevi'im. Baruch Ben Nevi'ah was stymied and frustrated and stifled by the fact he couldn't become a Navi. So much wanted to become a Navi, and it just didn't happen. Hashem is Baruch wasn't in the card, so to speak. But there are two ikrim regarding Nevuah, and that shows you that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu is sweet, generous, mamash, beyond belief. And there are many rites on Chumash that I can show you, whether it's Shmai's Paragram and Gimel, Kassim Zayin, Moshe Yikach HaSa'il. I brought down a whole list of rayas, and I have the rayas from the Onan, with reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka, by the Moshe Rabbeinu, you see the concept of the Onan. All this shows you the unique and absolutely distinctive character of Moshe Rabbeinu as far as the book.